Okay, we're with psychic medium, psychic healer, Vincent Jenna. We're going to take your calls with him as well when we come right back on Coast to Coast AM. Okay, welcome back to Coast with Vincent Jenna, the psychic healer and medium. We're going to take your calls in just a second. Vincent, in your career, what has been perhaps the most heartwarming story that you've ever come across based on your abilities?
Well, George, there's been so many of them over the past 32 years, but one in particular that was recent, it was a couple. They were boyfriend-girlfriend. They were in their late 30s. The gentleman was very skeptical of any psychics, but his girlfriend was like, you have to have a reading with him. I'm going to have a reading with him. So I had a reading with him, and not only did I bring in past loved ones and really pinpointed every single one of the things that happened in his life that hurt him, I also started pulling out talents in him, including the fact that he always loved the guitar, but he never did anything with it. He was also a talker, and he never did anything with that. He loved counseling people, giving advice, and I wound up telling him, number one, you've got to pick up the guitar now. It's absolutely vital to pull you into your right brain. It's going to change your life completely. And he was just taking it all in. At that point, after giving him so much credible evidence that I was tapping in on real things with him, he was listening to everything with his mouth open,
yeah,
you know, to the floor, and told him that he was meant to be a spiritual life coach. And I gave the reading to the girlfriend. Well, I spoke with the girlfriend again, who is now his fiance, because they were together for 5 years, haven't determined whether they were going to be married or not. I said, you got to really poop or get off the pot. This is it. You know, there's no more playing around. Make commitment. Well, she just updated me, and not only are they engaged to be married, they're getting married next year. He went out right away the next day, bought a guitar, started taking lessons, changed his entire life, started researching on how to become a spiritual life coach. It saved him. He was in such a state of depression prior to that. He's got such a different life now. The both of them have plans to open up a healing center because she loved doing Reiki. I pulled that out. She wanted to be a healing touch therapist and practitioner. So they're looking at land. They're looking at a building. Their entire lives were changed because of 1 hour reading that I gave them and the things that I touched on with them. That's what can happen. Well, when you get that type of reading, I'm intense, and I was knocking down every single wall that they've ever built in their lives, and they had a chance to see who they really were, especially this guy. And when I hear a story like that, that goes from a person who felt absolutely worthless, was depressed, had no idea where he was going, to now he has hope, he has plans, his dreams came out, he knows now, he went from not knowing that he was worth anything to knowing exactly where he's going in his life as he gets older, and that he's going to have this successful healing business, and play the guitar, and even write some music. Now he wants to even write me a song. So it's just incredible stuff, and that happens time and time and time again when you take the time to reflect a person's true divinity. That's what I really try to do. I reflect their divinity, George.
Okay, let's go to some of the calls here for you. Let's go to Cincinnati, Ohio, to get things going. Laura's with us on Coast to Coast. Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Good to have you with us.
I'm actually calling to find out. See, I get answers in my dreams sometimes.
A lot of times, Laura.
Yeah, and it's like sometimes I can't remember them when I wake up. And there's okay. So many important things I want to
So what's your question then?
How would I be able to remember them? Because I can't write them down. I'm blind.
Okay. Well, that's really interesting that you're blind, Laura. Let me go into that a little deeper for you. One of the major reasons why that was a direction that your soul went into is so that you can learn to see on the inside better than you can see on the outside, and that's exactly what you're developing. Except you have to do it in the waking hours, not in sleep. If you're doing it in sleep, you're not in control of it. And that's the reason why you can't remember them. So you have to start taking a class, get audio books on how to do that. Actually, I happen to love Edgar Cayce's material on developing your psychic ability. Start learning how to do that and practice on people. Give mini readings. You can do that, and you already have that great insight. You were very intuitive to start with, even as a child. I do believe you also have some mediumship ability inside there that internally, even though you're seeing them at night, I believe if you really go within while you're awake, you'll get a sense and a feeling that there's others around you. Isn't that correct, Laura?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Okay.
Exactly. Well, this is not your imagination, hon. This is true fact, and it's time for you to tap into it. And here's the thing. I'm getting mom. Your mom is deceased?
Yeah.
Okay, mom is turning around and saying, well, first of all, she apologizes for not nurturing you the way she should have. You were always special and you were always different. And you need to stop seeing yourself as disabled. You are not disabled. I don't care how blind you think you are. You've got more vision and you've got more heart than most people with two eyes that are working. So you need to use that now. Now is the time. And don't say, Archangel Michael saying, stop complaining about your age, please. You're not too old.
All right. And Vince, we'll have to hold these calls to about 2 minutes apiece.
Oh, go right ahead.
Because they're just flying in here. Psychic healer. How do you heal that way? What happens?
How do you heal?
As a psychic healer, how does that work?
I tap into their energy, I send them my positive energy to move theirs along and get them to heal themselves. Jesus said it, it's their belief and their faith, but it's their belief and faith in themselves. Not just that an outside God, but that they're God and they can heal themselves.
Are you like the placebo effect?
Oh, wow, that's a great question. You know why the placebo effect works? And most of the medical, all these medical research studies that have been done on all these medicines, the reason why they work is because you believe they work. If you didn't believe they worked, then I don't care if you were getting the greatest treatment on the face of the earth. It's not going to work. Yes, it is the placebo, but placebo works because of your belief in it. Our belief governs all our power, George.
Sure does.
Sure yes, does.
Next up, we go to Philadelphia. Dennis is with us on Coast to Coast. Hey, Dennis. Good to have you with us.
Good morning. Thank you. Yes, I have two issues going on. One financially, and another is I'm going to be facing an operation in October, and I don't know if I should get this or not. What do you feel about this?
Okay, you've got a lot of blocks, Dennis, that number one, stopped your financial abundance and also is causing your surgery. So, yes, go through the surgery, change some of your attitudes about yourself, start focusing on abundance and believing that you can and are worth making more. You're a little bit left-brained where you think too much and you're way too business. So get out of trying to make money and get into trying to fulfill a dream, and you'll have both the surgery, your health back, and your finances back, okay?
Thank you. Appreciate that. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. You know, Vincent, since this has been going on since the beginning of time, people have been intuitive. They've been psychic. They've had these abilities.
Right.
How can people use this for their own betterment? How can they become somewhat psychic in order to help themselves?
Well, the exact same way that I became psychic in order to help others, they need to practice it. They need to practice what they think they believe. Okay, they got to walk their talk. So many people are taking all of these classes. So many people since the beginning of time has been studying this stuff. The reason why it's not working for them and the reason why they're not developed in their psychic ability and awareness is because they really don't believe it. They don't believe that they're anything of value. They don't believe they're connected to anything valuable. And they've been BSing themselves along the way. That's the truth of it, George. It really is. And they have to recognize that. And as soon as they recognize that in itself, intuition opens up by itself. It opens up by itself. Ralph Waldo Emerson wrote an entire essay on honoring your inner voice. And what he knew is if you listen to your inner voice, if you follow what you believe inside truly, then your intuition, your guidance, all of that will open up by itself and you'll be able to manifest anything you want.
Is it possible that something here can backfire for an individual? Can they hurt themselves trying to do this?
Not if it's out of the right intention. If it's from the wrong intent, nothing from the divine source within you can hurt you ever. And that's about love and positiveness. If you're doing it negatively, if you're doing it like Darth Vader used the Force negatively, it will backfire and it will create diseases. It will create illnesses up the wazoo. It will cause you to lose your job. It will cause you to be in the wrong place at the wrong time and a piano falls on your head. All of those things. It happens every day.
Next up, we go to Jean in Sayre, Oklahoma. Hello, Jean. Good to have you with us.
Hello. I have a question. Years ago, I used to do readings for people, but I had a clairvoyant tell me, close my eyes. I had too much empathy, and without touching me, I felt her manipulate something at the back of my neck. Ever since then, it's been whacked. I can't do...
Okay, Jean, I got to tell you right now, because you believe that, that's the reason why it happened, hon. It didn't get wrecked because of somebody else. It got wrecked because your own negativity inside, the hurts that you had as a little girl, were never healed, and they came up to the surface. And any time we believe somebody else gets in our way and controls our lives, we're giving up of our power. So you may have been psychic, you may have been able to do these readings, but I've worked with so many, and I know so many practitioners that don't even heal their own ills before they try to work on someone else's. You can get back into it again, but you're going to have to go back and heal little Jean, because it's little Jean whose scars come to the surface and get in the way. It is not anything to do with the back of the neck, which I find really interesting that you said that that's where it started. She was in the back of the neck. Those are self-imposed stresses. It's also your will center, your fifth chakra, and it means that your will is fighting against your higher will. And if you let go of that and start going more on a positive path, you'll get your abilities back, hon. You haven't lost them. They've just been hidden, okay?
Where does evil lurk, Vincent, in these realms?
And within each individual. It is not an energy onto itself. Ernest Holmes in Science of Mind actually says there is no such thing as evil. What there is lack of connection to the God source, to the divine. When you have lack of connection to the divine, anything can happen. And if you think about it, evil, the way the word was first come by, is living backwards. It's the word live, L-I-V-E, backwards. If you live backwards, you're causing evilness to yourself and to others. That's all it is. It's not an entity unto itself.
We go to Hutchinson, Kansas. Hi, Jeff. Welcome to the program. You're on the air with us.
Good morning.
Morning.
I have a difficult situation. I've got two different kinds of cancer at the same time.
Oh,
and I was supposed to have cancer surgery a couple months ago, and I went in and they slit me open and my heart stopped, and it took them over 2 minutes to get it started, and ever since then I've been rather worried about going back in for surgery.
Thank God they got it started again, Jeffrey. Jeez.
That's right.
My gosh.
Well, you had an NDE. You had a near-death experience there, Jeff. So I would actually spend the time finding out what gift you came back with rather than worrying about what surgery you should have done. Those cancers, Jeff, again, we'll go back into your past. There was a lot of abuse in your past, a lot of emotional abuse. I'm getting a lot of dad sorrow and heartache for you. And you need to grab hold of your power because you've been working against yourself for a very long time now. And anything related to the heart, don't be afraid, my friend. Don't be afraid. There is life. Life continues after. I don't believe you're ready to cross over yet. So go for it, all right? And really, I'm serious. You need to start examining and asking your higher sources, go meditate, do things like that. Get in a very prayerful, positive place before you do this, and also find out what you came back with, because I know you came back with something. There's something you're supposed to write now that you had that experience, okay?
You say that you've communicated with extraterrestrials. Tell me a little bit about that, Vincent.
Well, recently that has happened. When I first got into this, I found that I had an extraterrestrial guide, but she was in spirit. She wasn't in living. She called herself a female, and she was to pay attention to my health. She was one of my guides. After her, I've not spoken to any extraterrestrials until only the past 2 years. All of a sudden, they're making contact with me, and I'm getting this feeling of this outside force because they see where I'm going, they see where my educational piece is going and my messages and how it's getting out there in the world, and they want me to continue to enlighten people to the right information about extraterrestrials. There is so much fear and ridiculous nonsense going on about what extraterrestrials are. They're coming to me and saying, you've got to get the right information out there. Einstein knew that in order for you to escape, or us, to escape our universal gravity, this, whatever you want to call it, our galaxy, we would have to have spiritual concepts and quantum physics concepts. Quantum physics is associated with spirituality. It's a different concept. It's not just based on science alone and what we see. It's based on what we don't see, the metaphysics. And so he knew, and the extraterrestrials know, that you can't bypass life unless you understand these principles. And you don't understand these principles, and you're monsters that are, you're going to go to another planet and suck somebody's brain out of their head. I mean, this isn't the Twilight Zone or the Outer Limits here. If you remember, recall that one, where the aliens came down, and they came here, and they had a book that said, Serve Mankind. And at the end of
Serve
the
story, Man.
Serve Man, right. Remember that? Classic. And at the end, you find out that it was a cookbook.
That's right.
That's not what it's about. And it's scaring too many people, and it's giving them more excuses to blame something else for why they can't achieve things in their own lives. You know what I mean, George? So that's why they're coming to me.
What about animals?
Animals are a complete reflection of our energy. Oh my God, I'd get a million and one hate letters if I turn around and I say exactly where they come from. We're the only beings created in its image, the divine image, and we were created way before anything else physical was created. And together, we created everything, including animals. One of the reasons why animals show so much human emotion is because we, as beings with emotions before we were humans, helped to create that in them. And so they reflect it back to us if we spend any time with them. I promise you that the love that some of these domesticated pets give would not be exactly the same. They do have affection amongst each other, but it's only at a certain level because they have part of us in them. But it comes out more so that we can learn about ourselves. And animals do communicate. So psychics can tap into animals, but they're actually tapping into the owner's energy as well.
Do all animals communicate? I mean, from, you know, the alligator to the dog to the gorilla?
They communicate in their way. And they and if we have any perception whatsoever, we can actually get feelings of them to their level, because every single part of life has a vibrational ability and energy, and there's higher vibrations and lower vibrations. So you can get a vibration from an ant as well as you can get a vibration from a gorilla.
All right, stay with us, Vincent. We're going to take this quick break and come right back with final phone calls with you here on Coast to Coast AM. And the next hour, of course, Robert Perella joins us and another special guest as we talk about extraterrestrial life. Well, Beyond Belief, that's our television program, and you can watch it along with the Cosmic Disclosure. It's an incredible program as well. You can watch all the programs by going to our website, beyondbelief.com. That's www.beyondbelief.com. Okay, welcome back to Coast. It's our final segment with psychic healer Vincent Jenna. Vincent, can individuals themselves, and I know the answer, but I want to hear it from you, can they heal themselves as opposed to other people?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's all about healing themselves. I have great power and ability, and I can instill a great fire in everyone's gut that starts the healing process. They then have to put the logs on themselves. It's all about our ability. We're all pieces of that divine force, so therefore we're completely unlimited. It's just the difference between me and them is I've done so much work to increase my power, to increase my divinity, that I can help them with that, but they certainly and absolutely can do it for themselves, George.
It's remarkable what we can do with this power of consciousness. Now, here's the big question that has always plagued me, Vincent.
Okay.
If the physical brain goes, if it dies, it seems that all of this still exists, does it not?
It does. And just so that you know, doctors, psychologists, psychiatrists, and scientists, even today, have acknowledged that the mind has nothing to do with the brain. It's actually in a different place. They see that the thoughts we have can stimulate the synapses in the brain and cause a measurable activity, but they have no idea where the first thought is coming from. It's the only thing they can't measure. They can't measure the thoughts. And so they know that it has nothing to do with the human brain. So yes, we continue. This is just matter that we've decided to put together and use to be able to experience a physical life. But everything is energy before it is matter, and that's what we are, energy, and will always continue to be.
What do you think of intention experiments using consciousness to tap into this force and to do things like make it rain or whatever?
Well, you know, they've been practiced since the beginning of time and laughed at as being superstition and cults and things like that. But here's the whole thing about witchcraft, voodoo, all of that. It's, again, because we believe in it. We have dominion over everything. It was naturally given to us the moment we were created and we created something physical. Anything of mass is of a lower vibration. Anything of energy is a higher vibration. So it stands to reason that rain, which is still considered mass, we can make it rain. We can make plants grow. People with very strong positive attitudes in life that love greenery and plants have homes filled with plants that thrive. And then those with negative energy have homes filled with dead plants. Okay, so yes, we affect the earth. We even affect the environment, the storms. We create them. We create the earthquake. So yes, George, we create all of that.
To the phones we go. We go to Granada Hills, California. It's Tony's turn on Coast to Coast. Tony, go ahead, sir.
Hello. Hey, you guys.
Hi, Tony.
Hey, Tony.
Hello. Good to talk to you guys. George, you're my idol. Your gift to all of us, all of us.
Thank you.
Real quick, I know we're short on time, so I had a near-death experience last week. I was cooking dinner at my sister's house. I live by myself, so she always looks after me, makes sure I get rest and food. So she told me, hey, stop by my house. Dinner's in the fridge. So I stopped by her house, and I put dinner in the microwave, and I dozed off to sleep. And I put more than 2 minutes, and when I woke up, her whole apartment was like in smoke.
Oh my god!
It was white, and I had a dream. And you know what? I was telling my sister about it. I told her, "Look, I'm not insane. I'm a sane human being, but this dream had a lot to do with what was going on in the apartment. Someone was telling me, "Hey, wake up! You have to wake up." And I was like, "No, I don't want to wake up." We were having kind of like this, you know, disagreement thing, and she's like, look, you need to wake up right now. These people want you dead, but I'm not gonna let that happen, so you need to wake up. And I was like, but why? And then you know what, it's weird, because she didn't tell me this, but I felt it. I felt her energy, like she's assigned to me and a group of other people. And
okay, yeah, Tony, that was not there to cut you off, but so that I can get to you and this, that was actually one of your guides. You were actually outside of your body while you were having this near-death experience. You need to research that. I'm going to tell you an organization to tap into and see if they even have meetings in your area. It's called write this down, IANDS. The International Association of Near-Death research services, okay? And you want to check in and start doing some reading on it, buddy, because you're meant to change your life now. There's a lot of negativity that's gone on in your past and that you've been involved with, and it's time to go forward in a positive direction and find out why you were kept alive in this. Why did you have to wake up? So there is a purpose for you now, and it's your job to seek out that purpose and find it. It will come to a head over the next couple of months and during 2016, okay?
Vincent, why does it seem that when one does good, good things happen to that person? If one does bad, bad things happen to that person.
Well, it's because of the charge to the energy. It's really a simple process.
Is it karma?
Actually, not. Yes, what goes round can come round. However, it's even more simplified than that. The energy that we have that can create and manifest anything, that divine energy, has no charge to it. It has no agenda. It's neither positive nor negative. We set the charge to it. So when you're doing good things and you're creating positive energy, you send that positive energy out there, it's going to come back to you positively. Like attracts like. If you do bad things, you're charging that energy as negative. You send the negative energy out there, that negative energy comes back to you. Now, we call that principle the principle of karma, but it really is more of the principle of manifesting. You're manifesting your life, either positively or negatively, but it's all coming from you because of your thoughts and your deeds.
All right, we got more calls. Aaron's in Plymouth, Wisconsin, east of the Rockies. Aaron, go ahead, sir.
Hi, during my 1985 near-death experience, I was given the gifts of music and laying on of hands healing, and since then I've become Reiki certified, but I need to know how to become a better, and exactly what is laying on of hands healing. I've read a lot of books, and I want to know how to be better at it because I want to be a successful healer.
Okay, Aaron, this is what you need to do. You need to unblock, buddy. You've got some hurts that are in there that you've been suppressing. You have to allow them to come out, and more of your healing energy will come out with it. Laying on of hands is connecting your energy with another person. And here's the thing on why you should be doing laying on of hands. You're a very touchy-feely person, but the touchy-feeliness did not happen to you when you were younger in a positive way. So it actually is part of your emotional need, and you've been motivated in that direction because it's a way to be able to connect with humans that you will really love doing. And the more you love connecting with them that way, and the more you trust yourself and them, your powers and your abilities will increase. But you've got to open up and allow all of the inner scars to surface. It really is the only way to unblock and to let more of your divine powers come through. Okay, buddy?
Okay, let's take some more calls here with Vincent Jenna. Vincent, get your website out, by the way, for people who want to contact you.
Yes, it is www.mynamevincentgenna.com. And for all your listeners, I actually just, because things are going so well in my life, I even reduced my rates for readings.
That's good.
Because people have such financial difficulties. I want to be able to open up my help and services to everybody. I travel all over the country. If you go on my website, you'll even get a free audio if you register, called God and Your Ego Are One, which it contradicts many of the self-help gurus out there in the world today. Your ego is your best friend, not your enemy, and you'll get that if you do register on my website and see all my upcoming events.
Let's go to Curtis, Ontario, Canada, happens to be on the international line, of course. Hi, Curtis.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
Hi, Vincent, how are you?
Great, Curtis. Go ahead. What do you got for me, buddy?
Yeah, I have a question about my career. I've been writing professionally for 6.5 years now. I wanted to know precisely, I'm pursuing three different ventures with three different women. If I could give you their names, could you please tell me? Now, I believe my my spirit guide has actually guided me to these three women for them to be the first of a new venture that I'm pursuing. And if I can give you their names, could you specifically tell me if any of them I should be cautious about or lay off from or just pursue wholeheartedly? Because I do believe... I do want to, but I'm just wanted a second opinion.
All right. Okay. Do you even need the names, Vincent?
No, I don't need the names, Curtis. In actuality, are these three women business ventures primarily?
Sorry?
Are they business ventures?
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
Okay.
My full intention, they are fully our business intentions.
Okay. Two of them, one is a blondish hair, a more light-colored hair?
Yes.
Correct?
Okay. Yes.
What you don't want to have happen in these business ventures, I believe all three of them will be great. However, the light-colored hair one that seems to be going more in the direction of intimacy rather than just business alone.
Oh.
And it's only because of some past life recall memory. You've had connections with particularly this one woman before, and it just may be surfacing again. Don't misinterpret the meaning of it. Stay in a business realm with them, and you'll do fine. But if you start, feeding into your own male emotional needs, then it might go someplace that you don't want it to go. But stay, and you got a lot of successes coming up with the three of them, okay?
I do. Okay.
Okay, good luck to you. Hope all that works for you. Indeed. How do you know when these spirits are being above board and not trying to trick you?
Yeah, well, me, I know, all right, because I have enough experience and I'm strong enough and powerful enough. But the layperson out there, here's the bottom line, George, okay? There is so much fear that people carry around about themselves and their lives. They can't trust anything that comes into their lives. I can tell you that God itself, Jesus or the Archangel Michael, can come down and appear in front of them, but because of all their fears, because of all their negativity, they would think that it was some demon disguising itself. They can't even trust their intuition to figure out whether something is good or bad. So yes, at that point, then you can bring anything in. You can bring in these lost souls that are coming in and manipulating you. You're allowing that to happen. You've got to go to the positive. You've got to start reading more about spirituality, how to evolve, how to grow. Don't just stay in this mundane world of negativity, especially if you're in the United States for the next couple of years. You're going to hear more negativity because of the political climate that's going to be going around. Already we're getting it, right? You look on Facebook, you see unbelievable stuff that's happening, including with the still gay marriage. That's absolutely ridiculous. So we have to go to the positive side, otherwise we can't trust anything that we do. We can't trust anything that we attract to us at that point when we remain negative. There's only two emotions in the world, love, and the lack of love creates fear. Every negative emotion comes off of fear. Every positive emotion comes off of love. If you are not living on the love side, you can create anything negative for yourself, including negative spirits coming along. Negative begats negative. They love it when they can find some negativity out there so that they can go and instigate and cause even more negativity. You know what I mean?
Let's go next to Enterprise, Kansas. Hi, Paula. Welcome to the program. You're on the air with us.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, George. Hi, Vincent.
Hey, Paula.
I have a lot of decisions I need to make. I live with my daughter, and it's due to the fact that my husband passed away and I kind of fell apart.
You were both very dependent on each other, Paula. It was an emotional thing, again, from coming from the past. And so when there's two people together that are feeding each other emotional strength rather than them getting their own internal strength, and when one is lost, it becomes more than just grief that we experience. It is a loss of power. You need to go within, because the purpose of being with another person is to find out actually how much you have, not how much you can get, how much you can give. We're unlimited beings. You need to start tapping into that. There's been a lot of loss in your life. It wasn't just your husband. It may have been the last one, but earlier in life, you had a lot of that loss and a lot of abandonment, and you have to break the pattern of loss and abandonment. And you've been abandoning yourself, shall we say. So you've got to go within. You've got to commit to yourself. You've got to find your value and worth. And you're only going to be able to do that if you start forming new beliefs about who you are. You've got very restricted beliefs right now. and I see them increasing, and just in you making this call and getting through, you're meant to have that happen, okay, Paula? So start researching some new beliefs and expanded beliefs so you can find more value in yourself, and things will change in your life completely. It doesn't have to be this way, but you've got to change your beliefs, okay?
You ever stumble across somebody who has used the Ouija board, Vincent?
Yeah, me.
Oh, boy.
That's how I was first instructed to communicate with my guides, because I didn't know when I was introduced to this stuff, George. Remember, I said I was an actor. I didn't know anything about this
stuff. You used the Ouija board? It could have backfired on you. I bet
it
did.
I was told, but I was instructed to use it with prayer and respect. And when anything negative was coming on that board, I was immediately told to put it down, and I did. Eventually, it went from the board to me trancing, and I actually tranced just like Abraham Hicks, just like Edgar Casey did, just like so many of them in between, but I did it just privately with just a friend of mine and my wife, and that's how we downloaded a lot of information as we got it through the trancing and downloaded all of that, but it started the Ouija board. Now, I would get the layperson off the Ouija board because they do it out of entertainment and curiosity and fun, and that'll stick them in the butt. But anything you do in prayer and in goodness can only produce goodness.
Did you just say stick them in the...
Yes.
Nice.
Is this a family show?
Yes, it always is, Michael. Vincent. Let's go to Michael in San Diego now. Hey, Michael, go ahead.
Hi, guys. Hi, George. Hi, Vincent. My name is Michael from San Diego. I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener. My question is, I'm kind of feeling like I'm at a crossroads right now in my life. I'm kind of stuck. My mom just passed May 31st, 2012, of stage 4 lung cancer. I'm at the end stage of grieving. I'm trying to kind of make sense of my life and what I'm doing and where I'm going, and I just coming up with question marks.
And who did you say just passed, Michael?
His mother.
My mother.
Right. Okay, and.
A minute to go, Vince.
Yeah, okay. Michael, you're at the perfect point in your life. You do need to move on beyond this. You do need to kick yourself in the butt a little bit going, getting motivated here. Believing that you'll be successful. Don't worry about having been a good son. You were a great son. I'm getting messages about that you did incredible things, including sacrifice a lot of your life in order to help her. And so you've lost your role, and you have to recreate a new role for yourself. And just do a lot of reading. Go to my website. I have a resource tab. I've got great books on there. Learn how to meditate. They're telling me to tell you to meditate to get some inner guidance, and things are going to change right now. So coming up 2016, you will definitely see the new lights of the work that you're supposed to be doing. It's some educational work you'll be helping people with and a lot of talking. Okay, Michael?
Nice job, Vincent. Any speaking engagements coming up for you?
Yes, actually, I have a lot of them. I'm going to be in Denver this next weekend at the Body, Mind, Spirit Expo at the Denver Mart. And then I'm going to, even in my own place over here on September 24th, I'm having a mediumship, an evening with Spirit. And around the country in November, I'll be in Portland, Oregon. So people can check that out on my website and see all my events, George.
I'm in Denver this coming weekend, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Boulder taping my Beyond Belief television shows.
Oh, my gosh. See, I would love to come over there.
We might have
to
keep in touch. So we'll try to contact you. Thanks, Vincent.